Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Alabama has some really good cornerbacks every year. In the 2024 NFL draft class is no different, with both Terrion Arnold and Kool-Aid McKinstry. Yes, his name is Kool-Aid McKinstry. I know, it rules. They're both projected to go in round one. What should we know about these cornerbacks? And which one of these guys do I have at the top of my cornerback grades? Welcome to Skull Search.
Welcome to the Real Corno Show, hosted by Tyler Bornes, the managing editor of USA Today's Vikings Wire, writer for the College Football Network, publisher of Substack, Run In Shooter, host of The Good, The Bad, and The Hungry on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, as well as a founding member of Vikings First and Skull.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Skull Search, powered by Underdog Rescue. I'm your host, Tyler Fornes. With me, as always, producer Dave. I'm going to give a shout out to Nick, who's joining us after a tragic event in his life. Hey, our hearts are with you, man. I was just there a few months ago, and it's brutal, but you gave that dog a good life. Never forget that. We are going to talk about a couple other dogs in a different sense. We're going to talk about Terrion Arnold and Kool-Aid McKinstry. And let me tell you, if you've ever watched the Nick Saban defense, you know how good his cornerbacks are. You know that they are usually really talented, and you also know that they are ready to rock and roll in many different senses. So,
oops, wrong screen.
We're going to start with Kool-Aid McKinstry, as my eyes will kind of dart from camera to monitor, because I will be talking about these prospects, and I kind of go off of my scouting report just to make sure I don't miss anything, because the human brain is only so good. All right, Kool-Aid McKinstry. Kool-Aid is not his real name. I don't remember his real name, but he got the nickname Kool-Aid early on in life, and they actually had a little bit at the combine where he drank Kool-Aid with one of the NFL Network people. I want to say she's like a social media person or something, but that was pretty entertaining. He's 6'1". 180 pounds. He did not test at the combine because he was diagnosed with a Jones fracture. And we talked about it during our combine coverage. The Jones fracture is right by that pinky toe. So he broke that bone, and he should be 100% healthy for his pro day. So we'll get some testing numbers on him, which I think for Kool-Aid is very important. Some guys you can kind of get away without having testing numbers because you just know. Like Xavier Worthy, he helped himself with that 4.21 40, but you already knew he was blazing fast. So if he ran a 4.28 or a 4.3, yeah, his stock doesn't alter at all. So with Kool-Aid, we're going to need to know that, and we'll get to why in a minute. He's a third-year junior, five-star recruit. He has 23 passes defended, but only two interceptions. But some DB coaches and defensive coordinators don't care as much about the interception total as they care about the passes defended. If you get the interception, great, but I'd rather you bat the pass down so it's a zero play. And you don't necessarily need to have that interception to be a successful corner. I know Mike Zimmer used to preach that all the time. He's not from the Nick Saban tree, even though kind of technically you might consider him part of that because he's from the Bill Parcells tree. He spent a lot of time with Bill. And obviously we know Bill Belichick comes from Bill Parcells, and then Nick Saban comes from Bill Belichick. So they're loosely connected, but they're not identical. All right, so I did watch Texas, Ole Miss, and LSU along with Georgia. So I thought that Georgia game was really important. They have a couple of really good receivers along with Brock Bowers. So we got a real nice bevy of offenses. And I think that was really important when kind of identifying what Kool-Aid is, because Kool-Aid is a captain of the all-name team, but he was also a five-star recruit. So he's a good football player. All right. Let's talk about some of the strengths. One of the things that really popped out to me was how physical he was in the run game. And he is not just willing to, he wants to get involved and he wants to be super physical. He'll see screens happen in front of him and he will attack it. He'll chase down running backs from the backside and he'll do all these things, and he'll do things without even thinking twice about it. It is a natural instinct. For a 180-pound corner, that is not a constant. That's not something you see often. Yes, you would see it with a guy like Antoine Winfield Sr. That was his bread and butter. That was his calling card. You don't see it with everybody. And I think it's evident when you have some of these conversations about cornerbacks, because you don't see it with everybody. And it's good to see, because effort is the most important thing. If you provide effort, you can build and develop skills. You can build and develop technique. I can't teach you to want it. I can't teach you to give 110%, and Kool-Aid is giving that on rundowns, which is important. Some coaches don't care if you can tackle as a cornerback because that's not your specialty. It's not what you're supposed to be doing. But let me tell you, it is nice. And in this Vikings defense, you have to be able to tackle. It's one of the reasons why Andrew Booth Jr. was not consistently on the field. Same with Lewis Cine and Brian Asamoah, because they were drafted for a scheme where it's a gang tackle philosophy. Everybody swarm the ball. And if you swarm the ball, you're going to get them. Well, you kind of take a look at everything. And it's like, okay, that's great. But you can't do that in Brian Flores' system. You cannot. You have to be able to tackle in space, especially with how many zero blitzes come out. Because if you miss the tackle, touchdown. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of the complications and consequences of missing that. So it's good to be able to see that. I thought he stayed in phase in press coverage really well. So staying in phase is, if, like, kind of think of it like I'm guarding you one-on-one in basketball. Every move you make, I'm moving with you. I'm kind of acting like a mirror. The technique is actually called mirroring, where I'm doing everything you do and staying with you so the quarterback can't actually get you the football. He does a great job of staying in phase and does it consistently. He can do it without getting overly panicky or grabby, because a lot of times when cornerbacks, they feel like they're about to get beat to the inside or get beat deep, they will reach out with their hands and try to grab a little bit of that jersey and stop you. He doesn't have that tendency, which is really nice. If you remember, Xavier Rhodes massively had that tendency and he wanted to grab. Kool-Aid's not that guy.
Well, he's never been that different guy. Different game in college, too. They're allowed in college a lot more of the grabbies than they are in the pros.
Well, sure, but the fact that he's not grabbing, he's not relying on being that kind of physical player. Being physical and being grabby are different. If you don't have that that tendency in college when you can get away with it, it's going to translate to the pros, and that's a massive positive, because when you're in the college game, you can grab. And the fact that he does not have that instinct is good. He's also got this incredible start and stop ability, and we're going to talk about that with Terrion Arnold. I don't know if this is an Alabama defender thing, but when you run a comeback, or a hitch, and the receiver drops the hips, plants the feet in the ground, and then flips back and then comes back towards the football. That's not an easy thing for a cornerback to defend. Usually they end up over pursuing like 2-3 steps, and then they have to come back. Kool-Aid, and Terry Arnold has this too, can kind of get the feet in the ground, dip the hips, and stop. And they stay with the receiver. They stay in that hip pocket, and they're able to make plays on the football. Make it very difficult for the quarterback to be able to find a throwing window. And that ends up being a massive positive, especially in man coverage. And he excels in zone coverage too. They do a lot of man match at Alabama, which I believe Nick Saban invented man match, or if he didn't invent it, he's kind of like the patron saint of man match, where he is the guy when you have conversations about that defense. So I'm really excited to kind of see how he will translate to the next level. I also think because of that, he could translate really well with the Minnesota Vikings. Because he's got that background in man. He's got that background in man match, background in zone. He can do a little bit of everything. And I think Kool-Aid is a really good football player, but there are some issues. And let's kind of talk about those. He's a good athlete, but he struggles with long speed. Now, what does that mean? Guys who are burners, guys who will go zoom, zoom, zoom. And when you have long speed and you go really deep, that can be a major issue for McKinstry because he doesn't have on tape that like high end straight line speed. To me, he would probably run in the 4.5s, which is fine. If you run in the 4.6s, that's almost a death nail for a corner. But if you run the 4.5s, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But you also have to play differently when you run in the 4.5s, because if you go up against a Tyreek Hill, you're gonna have to give that guy a lot of cushion. By giving that guy a lot of cushion, you're just gonna have to play ultimately differently than you would if you had 4.4 speed. So that can be a limitation. That doesn't mean he's going to be a bad football player. It's just something you have to work with when you're having him on the football field. You have to be cognizant of it, call coverages around what his abilities are. You can't have him in man all game against a burner. He will get torched, like theoretically. And this is where the lack of combine testing for him is really going to come into play, Dave. He could have dispelled those and be like, yeah, I have some issues maybe on the field adjusting to that speed in transitions, but no, I'm fast enough. I can handle it. He could have answered those questions, but he was injured, so we weren't able to get those. And that kind of thing matters. I did a bunch of adjustments to my big board. I probably adjusted about 8 to 10 players because I had answers to questions that I had coming out of their film that I had answered by the testing. Move some guys up, move some guys down. But that's the thing. The film matters first. And when you don't have answers to certain athleticism and speed questions, you wait for the tape. Or sorry, you wait for the testing. And then the testing will tell you X, Y, and Z. And it gave me some better clearance. When Kool-Aid tests, that's going to tell me a lot about what he's going to be able to do moving forward. And I'm very intrigued to kind of see what happens. Delton asked an interesting question. If PFF does stats for defensive back success rate versus how fast pressure on the quarterback happens, that, you know what, that's a fantastic question. If they do, it's not public data. It would be something that would be available on like something like Ultimate or a PFF exclusive. Like PFF has their war stat. That's not public information. They share it when they want to for certain pieces and on certain players, like in the context of having discussions, but they don't have that publicly posted. So I would assume that they have something like that because there's all kinds of data in the general contract of what you're talking about, but I don't know if there is. That's something I can maybe ask around and kind of see if there's something, but we'll just kind of leave that up to. I just don't know. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that McKinstry kind of struggles with. He displays some stiffness in his hips. Now, here's what that means. It's when he's turning. So when you turn, you can kind of see it's almost like a smooth hinge or a jerky hinge. So a smooth hinge will be fully greased up with like WD-40. When you open the door, it'll move real nice. One that's jerky, you'll have to kind of pull and it kind of creaks because it's tough and it's not as smooth open. That's what we're talking about with these hips. And when he's making some of those transitions, he kind of jerks them almost like a violent torque, and it's not natural. It's not smooth. And when you do that, it can get you a little bit off balance. It does not help you transition like as far as your movement skills. So if you're moving really fluidly in your back pedal, then you have to turn. It's almost going to get a little clunky. And that clunkiness can be the difference between being covered and being separated. So that worries me a little bit. And he also does this thing where he opens up his hips early too often. Now, kind of here's what I mean by that. So if you open up your hip too early, like when you're in your back pedal and you're going straight back, your hips are parallel to the receiver, okay? If you open them up a little too early, you can be susceptible to moves. You can be susceptible, depending on how you open them, susceptible to an out route, a dig route. And by doing that, it gives the receiver the advantage. It's like D3 the Mighty Ducks, Coach O'Brien. It's like, make him make the first move, Conway, whenever Charlie Conway was playing defense. Why? You make them make the first move. You can react and stop the momentum coming forward. But if you make the first move, they get to react and use your leverage against you. And it makes it so much easier for them to get around you and score. And that's kind of the same thing here. You don't want to give the receiver an ability or an advantage to get around you and get the reception. So Kool-Aid needs to work a little bit on that, but that's just some technique stuff. You can fix that. You can adapt and work with it. It is not a death sentence, but it's something a good cornerbacks coach will coach out of you, and you'll become a much more technically sound football player. And then let's get to our overview. Dave will have our, whatchamacallit, our scoring system here up in a little bit. Kool-Aid McKinstry got 84.4, high second round grade. I just have too many questions about the athleticism to really give him that high of a ranking. I think his recognition skills are really good, how he adapts to what's going on in front of him. And if you can see it, you can overcome speed. And it's kind of like Tua. Tua is such an elite processor where he sees things happen really fast. He doesn't have a rocket arm. It doesn't matter if you see and react way quicker than everybody else. So that can really make an impact on Kool-Aid. And if he runs well and he tests like a really good athlete, and maybe some of that athleticism that we saw was maybe that Jones fracture where he didn't realize that he had a broken foot or this, that, or the other thing, because there are so many variables here, then maybe we can move Kool-Aid up and he can be a true first-round grade on my scale based on what I saw. But we don't have that information right now. So right now, high second round pick or high second round grade, if you want to take him back into the first round, I'm pretty comfortable with that. I'm pretty comfortable like, hey, maybe the San Francisco 49ers at 31 want to take him. Sounds great to me, Dave. Sounds like a really smart play for anybody who wants him, because there's a lot to like.
I was just looking up. He sort of comps with Trey Waynes. If you say he likes to tackle, and Trey Waynes liked to tackle. The only difference is Trey mm-hmm. Waynes was much faster running. Trey Waynes' problem, he just couldn't turn his head and look for the ball. But
Trey Waynes' biggest issue was he relied too much on the speed. And hyper-athletes sometimes will never learn enough technique because, oh, I can just out-athlete you. I'm fast enough where I can just recover and it's no problem. Well, why don't you just keep that in your back pocket and learn the technique? Mm-hmm. And I think that technique matters here more than it would for other people or other positions. If you play with good technique, the speed will only help maximize it. And I think that is somewhat of a disconnect. This is a hypothetical that I'm kind of talking about with athletes. Michael Vick never watched film. Just imagine how much better Atlanta Michael Vick would have been if he put in like that kind of effort, the effort of guys like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and like modern day, like talk about guys like Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. They're putting in a lot of film work. If he would have done that, imagine how much better he would have been. He was already great.
Brett Favre was the same way. He couldn't identify defenses for years until he was taught. This is how what you're looking at, and this is what you see, right? He didn't have to. He could out athletic, as you say.
Some guys can just beat you because they're that good. And if you compare that with the work ethic and the ability to play the game at a technical level and then use your explosiveness, sky is the limit. Speaking of sky's the limit, let's go on to our second guy, Terrion Arnold, also from the University of Alabama.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. Terrion Arnold is incredibly high on my board. Terrion Arnold, right now, after my adjustments, ranks third on my big board, tied with Drake May by grade, but I think May is a better football player, and Marvin Harrison. That's some high praise. And I really like Terrion Arnold. Very, very good. Let's talk about him. Five-star recruit in the same recruiting class as Kool-Aid McKinstry. So Alabama got McKinstry and Arnold in the same class. That's pretty dang good. Arnold did play a lot of star. And star is just Sabanese for slot corner.
Nickel.
You're doing a little, it's like a slot corner. You do a little bit of safety stuff. You can play outside, like, but it's a specific role in that defense. He does have 20 passes defended, 6 picks. And I watched Texas, Texas A&M, LSU, and Georgia for Terrion Arnold. Let's talk about him. I love Terrion Arnold. I only have one first round grade on the All Forno team, and that's Adonai Mitchell, which we will talk about on the show down the line. He had a tremendous scouting combine. But Arnold was close. I loved watching him, his film. I was surprised that he only ran a 4.540, because on film he's way faster than that. So I just think he doesn't have, like, he's good enough on the track, but he's much better in game. I think he's an explosive athlete, and I think the rest of the testing kind of showed that he is a really good athlete. He can change directions easily and explode out of the blocks in doing so. He's got great closing speed, which that click and close. So when you're playing like in zone coverage, and they'll do like a lot of cover three where you're using that bail technique and you've got everything in front of you, when you see things happening, you push your foot in the ground, you explode forward, and you attack the ball. He does a fantastic job with that. I think we'll end up talking about Cooper DeJean from Iowa at some point. He does that really well, too. And he hits hard. He hits fast. And that closing speed, you can make up ground quickly a lot. And when you're playing bail, that's a fantastic trait, because things are going to look wide open, but they're not. And Arnold kind of has that ability. He also has that ability to play man. But we kind of talked a little bit about when he does have that click and close. He loves to hit hard and fast. He's not afraid to square you up either. He will go to war. He will hit you and he will tackle. And I think that's a Saban thing, but that's also a good thing. You want your cornerbacks to be willing to square up and tackle and hit. He can also shed blockers and make tackles in space. Just overall, a really, really good athlete at the cornerback position, willing to get his hands dirty. And he does a great job kind of at the line of scrimmage. He can get physical. He doesn't always want to, but it's because he does a good job of staying in phase with the receiver, doesn't allow them to get separation. And he uses his hands not to necessarily like bully you, but he will disrupt the wide receiver's route and just get them. So instead of it staying like online, it's almost like when you were in kindergarten, and you were trying to like, oh, follow the line with like the marker. and you'd go off the line and stuff. That's exactly what Terry Arnold's trying to do. He's trying to get you off of your axis. He does a really good job with that just by utilizing his length and his hands and being kind of physical with you throughout the route. And to me, that was really impressive. Arnold is just a really, really, really good football player. And he's so technical. Technical plus athleticism is good. But he does have some flaws. He can take advantage of a man coverage. He can commit with his hips too early, just like Kool-Aid, because he thinks he knows what's going to happen and then he can get beat. And he just needs to stay patient. He needs to utilize some of that patience and wait for things to happen and then attack. He does a good job of that overall, but there are too many instances where he kind of lets things happen. He tries to make things happen and doesn't just let it come to him. That'll come with time. Receivers that are super technically sound can give him a hard time. They take advantage of Arnold because Arnold will trust his athleticism a little too much. And we talked about that with Trey Waynes a couple minutes ago, where if you trust your athleticism too much, technique can beat you because you don't always have great technique when it comes to just trying to out-athlete people. So he needs to work on that. But it's something that you can work on. You can't teach the rest of it. So it's not too big of an issue, but it is something to kind of be aware of. 88.5, Dave, first round grade. I thought his recognition skills were like through the roof. His tackling was high effort. If the Vikings took him at 11 and they had quarterback figured out, I would not be mad. This is a really, really good football player who's got capable size, physicality, athleticism, and he's got the background having played for Nick Saban. You can do a lot with this football player. And that's why he's number 3 overall on my board. I just love what Terry Arnold brings to the table.
Interesting. Well, they're both 6 feet tall. They're not super tall corners, but they're not short corners either.
They're good sized corners, especially in today's day and age. Like 6 feet is a really good size because a lot of receivers are 6 foot, 6'1". Your bigger receivers are like 6'2". You don't have a lot of these 6'5 guys coming out anymore. You have a couple in the NFL. You have DK Metcalf, who's 6'3.5". Mike Evans is a legit 6'5". But you look at your best receivers, they're all like 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2". So having a 6 foot corner is not, it's not like this absolute threshold anymore. You can have 5'11 corners and feel really comfortable because of what the size of the receiver position has shifted to. It's not about the huge guy on the outside. It's about who can win. A lot of the guys that can win are in that 6 foot, 6'2 range. So I'm pretty happy with the size. I love, 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 love the football player. And these Alabama corners continue to be impressive year after year after year after year.
Well, I wonder if that's going to change now that Nick Saban's retired.
Very well could. I don't know if his defensive backs coach, Carl Scott, is still there. If Scott is still there, there is a good chance that that'll continue for a little bit because Scott was very instrumental in implementing a lot of like the Saban stuff. Mm-hmm. But we'll kind of find out. We will find out. And look, if this is the last of like the Saban corners, it was a great run. Some really, really good corners came out of that Alabama program. And these guys are, I don't know if they're like, Terry and Arnold, I put up there with Minka Fitzpatrick. But Kool-Aid's still really good too. You're talking a fringe round two corner. That is nothing to laugh at. Just overall really good football players. And I would love to have them as members of the Minnesota Vikings if all works out.
Yeah, we've got a lot to work out if that's the case.
Yeah, yeah we do.
But first, Underdog Rescue.
Yes, sir. Underdog Rescue. We are getting our second underdog on Thursday. His name is Chet. We're going to call him Cheddar, though. Kind of keep the food theme with Eclair. And he's a one-year-old.
Cheddar for the bank.
Yeah. Lab pity mix. But we think there's Greyhound because of his body shape. He's kind of long. He's kind of tall. But he's a very good boy. And he's very food motivated, which works perfectly for my wife and I because we both love food. And
you're food motivated.
I'm very food motivated. Let's just be real here. Now we're very happy to be supportive of a great organization, and that's why we sponsor him, because we believe it. And well, we'll have had two dogs from Underdog Rescue. So we recommend that you change your life and get a dog from Underdog Rescue, or foster, or if you can't do either, donate. Mm-hmm. UnderdogRescueMN.com.
Every little bit helps. Angel, we're not drafting a corner at 11. Mm-mm. I see no scenario where that happens.
I can tell you that happens if they re-sign Kirk. That's a very good chance that they draft a corner.
Well, they probably still go edge, top edge.
You never know. Like, a corner's a real play at 11, especially with how Brian Flores likes to historically run his defenses. They love having great man-covered corners. So I wouldn't rule it out. If you look at the roster, edge is the play. But based on Flores, who knows? This is going to be such an interesting draft for many reasons. I am excited to kind of follow through and kind of see what this ends up looking like. But that is our show. Tomorrow, Dave doesn't even have the list yet, because I'm going to get it to him here within a half an hour. The 10 free agents that the Minnesota Vikings need to pursue. And I waited until late because the franchise tag deadline just passed. Mm-hmm. Justin Madubuike got tagged, so he won't be a target of the Minnesota Vikings. Christian Wilkins was not tagged, so that's a big one. Legarius Sneed was tagged, but for like a tag and trade. The Vikings, I don't think you're going to pursue that. It's going to be a very interesting one.
Carolina edge rusher.
Yeah, I don't think that the Vikings would have had that kind of interest in Brian Burns. But I'm also not high on Brian Burns. I don't think he's nearly as good as other people think he is, especially because I think he's just a pure speed rusher. I don't think he offers you a ton in the run game. I also don't like his kind of body type in what Brian Flores is going to ask his players to play, which is why I think they wanted to try the Marcus Davenport thing, because he's not just a hyper athlete at 6'5". He's also like 280. He's a big guy. He can hold the edge really well. Burns has a place in the NFL. I just don't think it's on the Vikings defense. So to me, that one's not such a big deal, but there's going to be a lot of players that we should talk about. And hopefully we have some more news surrounding Kirk Cousins and this drama of going to Atlanta.
Go to Atlanta, baby. Go to Atlanta. Yes, I agree. Nick, you are in our thoughts tonight. Hopefully it goes well. I know it kills me when I lose mine. So you're in our thoughts, buddy.
Yes. Anybody who was around know how distraught I was about Eclair for weeks. And we had her for 4.5 months. So take all the time you need, man. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll be back Wednesday night. We'll have another Skull Search at some point this week, but I'm getting a dog on Thursday, so it may not be Thursday. We'll kind of figure that out Friday as time happens.
Free agents tomorrow night.
Yeah. We're going to talk a lot about them. I'm Tyler. He's Dave. Thanks for watching. Skull Vikings, baby.
Skull Vikings.
Like, subscribe, and ring the bell to get notifications. It helps us grow this community that we all love, our Minnesota Vikings. And on behalf of Tyler Fornes and myself, Dave Stefano, thank you so dearly for watching The Real Forno Show. Skull, everyone!
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This has been a Vikings First and Skull production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.